I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy gunfire shattered a 24-hour truce in Sudan on Tuesday, shortly after it was due to take effect, after U.S. pressure on warring military factions to halt fighting that has touched off a humanitarian crisis. The regular army and the rival paramilitary rapid support forces issued statements accusing each other of failing to respect the ceasefire. The army's high command said it would continue operations to secure the capital and other regions. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders tells VOA the situation in Sudan is critical. Mariam Jallo has the story from Nairobi.
Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, said on Tuesday the situation is dire in many parts of Sudan. Abdallah Hussein Abdallah, operations manager for MSF, told VOA about a hospital in El Fasher in the North Darfur region.
Majority of them are civilians, including children. And these people were caught in the crossfire.
MSF says the El Fasher South Hospital is the only hospital open in the area. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Vladimir Kara Mirza's wife spoke to VOA a day after Russia sentenced the prominent opposition activist to 25 years in prison on charges including treason after he criticized Russia's war in Ukraine.
Russia will only stop being a threat to itself and its neighbors when it becomes a democracy. There is no other way. And I know what a clear vision of Russia's future my husband has and has always had.
Kara Mirza's sentencing is the latest in a crackdown against the opposition that has taken place in Russia since Putin launched the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. This is VOA News. Leaders of both Ukraine and Russia traveled to Ukraine's front lines on Tuesday, Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited wounded soldiers at a hospital in Donetsk and addressed troops in the small eastern city of Avdiivka. Meanwhile, the Kremlin said Russian President Vladimir Putin met his commanders in two regions of Ukraine that Moscow claims to have annexed. Putin asked his commanders for updates on the regions during the visit. Kherson, Zaporizhia, Luhansk, and Donetsk are the four regions that Putin proclaimed annexed last September, following what Ukraine said were sham referendums. Russian forces only partly control the areas.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. American cable channel Fox News and Dominion Voting Systems have settled the voting machine company's defamation lawsuit. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Fox has agreed to pay $787 million to settle with Dominion. The agreement ends a trial that exposed how the top-rated network chased viewers by promoting lies about the 2020 presidential election. Dominion had asked for $1.6 billion in arguing that Fox had damaged its reputation by helping peddle phony conspiracy theories about its equipment switching votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. In a statement issued shortly after the announcement, Fox News said the network acknowledged the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. I'm Norman Hall.
A four-story parking structure collapsed in New York City's Lower Manhattan near Pace University on Tuesday, killing at least one worker and injuring five others who were in the building, authorities said. No foul play was suspected. Video footage from the scene showed a rescue operation getting underway and multiple cars stacked on top of one another amid crumpled slabs of concrete. One person was pronounced dead on the scene. Four more were taken to area hospitals for injuries, and a sixth individual who was hurt declined medical treatment, said John Esposito, chief of fire operations for the New York City Fire Department. An 84-year-old white man in the U.S. Midwestern state of Missouri charged in the shooting and wounding of a black teenager who mistakenly walked up to the man's house in Kansas City surrendered to police, the Clay County Sheriff's Office said on Tuesday, but was freed on bond within a few hours. Andrew Lester has been charged a day earlier with first-degree assault, which could bring a sentence of life in prison for shooting Ralph Yarl, 16, on the doorstep of his suburban home around 10 p.m. last Thursday. I'm Joe Ramsey.